Hello, how are you listening to the Chisel Pod? Tune in for your entertainment scoop for the week.
Yes, Umzanzi Celebville is filled with flavor.
But you know that ge o batla go tseba gore fame e re mongwaneng, or who secured the latest bag,
or just who's dripping with sauce,
and who's adding the spice.
Jonga yonke into nje.
Because if it's hot, then it's definitely in the Chisa Pod.
Chisa!
Hello, hi, welcome to another Chisa Pod. I am Joy Mpande. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you're new over here, then you should know that every Friday we catch you up on the latest entertainment news. But if you're new over here, then welcome to it. Welcome to it. It's Friday, so we're going to start with some music news. Eva Modika says that she's done being a slay queen. And she wants to release an EP this year. How about that? Whoever thought? Now, if you don't know who I'm talking about, Eva Modika is popularly known for her stint on Diamond and Dolls. That was a Showmax reality show. And she's since left reality TV and obviously just focused on being a club hostess. As we know her, we kind of call them slay queens, but that's what she does. So she's left that life. And she says, she's since learned how to DJ. And this has been like a couple of months. I've seen a couple of videos of her on the socials of her DJing, seemingly doing quite well at it. She's an Afrotech DJ. And recently she celebrated her 30th birthday. Chisa Live, of course, was there to, you know, witness it all. And that's where she broke the news to say that she's going to release an EP. Let's listen to what she had to say.
I feel like everyone is in house now. So it was getting more competitive and it wasn't even about hard work anymore. When we were doing hosting, it wasn't even about how you look. It was about the work, right? So now it's all about, you know, who's got followers, who's pretty. As long as you're pretty, you got followers, they'll put it on the poster. So it's becoming very hard now because someone like me, they don't care. Like, it's like, for what? We can get that from elitist. She got the booty, she's much, she's young, and I'm like getting old, I'm 30, so I can't be competing with Litest. She's hosting, I'm hosting. Litest is 21. The ballers are gonna buy Litest, not me. Yeah. But then the ballers are gonna buy me champagne. The ballers are gonna go for Litest. You know what I mean? Yeah. We just have to face reality, because when you look at DJing, also besides being good at it, you know, you just have to put in the work. It's the same way when we were starting to host, it was all about putting the work. Like, make sure the club is packed. Make sure the spenders are coming. And all of that can take you a week. And people just see the results for 4 hours. You know, clapping is 4 hours. So they see that and think, whatever. They look cute and host. But they don't know that it's the most difficult work. Okay. Yeah, without the host, like, the event, what's going to happen? You know what I mean? You need the host for the club to, like, you know, pop.
So Eva says she's always wanted to do music, huh? Very interesting. I think for somebody who just learned how to DJ just recently, it does kind of raise questions as to how and when did you learn how to produce music? I do know that when it comes to the music industry, we all know, I mean, Mac G did at some point, Songs That I Put My Name On. He did not necessarily produce the music. There are a lot of songs, I think, that we know are doing quite well. And it's just people just put their names on it, not necessarily that they actually did produce the music. So she says that she did contribute in terms of, you know, giving direction with some of the music or some of the songs that she's putting out. She justified that, obviously saying that, no, but sometimes the conductor can, like, create a whole production without them really knowing how to sing. So that's exactly, I guess, what she's doing. Yes, she did not produce the music, but she did contribute to a certain extent. So look forward to hearing what that sounds like. I did get to hear her DJ as well. And you know what? I don't know if it's the music. She wasn't playing her music, of course, but I don't know if it's the music or the way that she plays, but it was not too bad. A little bit of hiccups here and there, but obviously that's just kind of normal for somebody who's just gotten into the industry. So yes, all the best to you, Eva, on your musical journey. Now, in other news, MT has threatened to take legal action against Mike's Kitchen. And this is after they refused him, Uncle Vinny, and another artist by the name of Young Sinero, if I'm not mistaken, for allegedly smelling like weed. And because they had too many tattoos.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, my name is MT, and I'm the mayor of Johannesburg. We just got kicked out of Mike's Kitchen, the Mike's Kitchen in Parktown, the one I grew up going to since I was a kid. This white man, I don't even know his bitch ass. He said he kicked us out. He kicking me out because I smell of weed. He kicking me and my friends out because we smell of weed. In 2024, we are still facing racism, discrimination, and violation. Yes, sir. The whole world don't know about this.
Now, what in the hell? So, of course, we had to reach out to Mike's Kitchen this was the one in Parktown, where we're like, okay, here's MT, a whole big rapper, saying that you kind of were racist towards him and his industry peers. What is your response to all of that? They were all still kind of like evasive and giving me a statement. So I'm going to let you listen to a small clip of them saying, we're going to handle this privately. We don't want to talk about it right now. This is all I can give you. We don't know if you're going to be receiving, putting out a statement. Let's listen to what they had to say.
Listen, we are handling this now, handling this privately. This is not a matter that they are wanting to handle in the media. So it is being handled. It's being taken seriously.
Yeah. I feel like the matter's also just become of public interest with it being such a big establishment and with an artist of his caliber.
We are handling it, but we're handling it privately.
Okay.
So that really is all I'm going to say to you today.
So for me, you know, the fact that they are taking a matter that's now public and deciding to deal with it in a private matter kind of does raise eyebrows on my side. I don't know about you, because with them, I think the fact that we all now are kind of painting them out to be, you know, racist because of what MT is telling us. I mean, he went on a whole rant on social media, from videos to pictures, and just putting them on blast for the experience that they experienced at Mike's Kitchen. So I really feel like what I was even telling the publicist, who goes by the name of Melinda Shaw, I was like, girl, the matter right now is of public interest to a certain extent, because right now we're trying to figure out, was he really racially profiled who's in the wrong exactly in this story? And of course, they just said, you know what, we're going to deal with it privately. But we all know that MT will be giving us the tea as it happens. So he did say that on Wednesday was the last time that the last chance that Mike's Kitchen got to issue a public apology for their experience, because they were also publicly shamed. And obviously now this is of public interest to a certain extent. They haven't issued an apology. So I wonder what we'll be getting from them. But at the moment, they're just saying they're going to do it privately. But I really feel like we all want to know what the hell happened. I know that offices are not far from like the Parktown here, Mike's Kitchen. And I have been there before. I did not receive, obviously, any of that treatment because, of course, I smell good and I don't have any tattoos. So, but either way, I don't think any establishment should, you know, treat people differently because of that. I mean, we all know it's 2024 and we do know MT kind of smokes. So were they smoking at the establishment is another question. I saw a lot of people asking on the post, but he hasn't said anything about that. But the matter that he raised was that they smelled like weed. So what if I smell like weed? So what if I have so many tattoos? I'm a rapper. This is the culture that we do. And all that we wanted to do was to have some lunch and go back into studio with Uncle Vinny and them. So anyway, MT definitely must keep us in the loop with regards to how that story goes. Now, in some other news, Tallis Mo is pleading for redemption for the remarks that he made about during a mental health crisis. Now, first of all, let me re-jog your memory. So the comedian, it was like, when was it? Yeah, the comedian made some statements during an interview on What a Week, when he was announcing that he was divorcing his wife of 11 years, after 11 years of marriage. And during that interview, he made, he said that he was traumatized by Black women. Let's rather listen to that clip before we get into the story.
It's me that's walking away. I am traumatized. I'm traumatized by Black women. You understand me, bruh? Like, I'm so traumatized to a point whereby again. And mom is not part of my trauma.
Now, that same statement is what Tolle's Mo today says he's revoking. He does not stand by those remarks or those comments of him saying that he's traumatized by Black women. In fact, he's saying that he, first of all, obviously is reunited with Mome. They're not getting a divorce. This we've known for a couple of weeks now or months. They've reunited, so it's all happy family. But obviously he did say some strange things contradictory to the life that he's living right now. And all he's saying is that the reason why he was saying all of that, he was going through a mental health crisis, and he does not really identify as the person who was in that video. Despite it being his voice, despite it being his face, he says that his mental health and trauma crisis caused him to say things that he did not mean. So he's apologized. He put out a whole lengthy statement where he's saying, sorry, 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 I take it back. It was not me. Those words kind of stuck out for me. The fact that he was saying that it was not me that was saying those things. He's saying that it was just part of, you know, his mental health crisis that made him say those things. I don't like the fact that he put, or, you know, he put it, he phrased his statement that way. I feel like some sort of accountability should have been taken. But maybe that's a whole lengthy conversation just with regards to how mental health, people with mental health issues and challenges deal with, you know, certain things. And I feel like with him having, you know, this mental health crisis that he speaks of, I would expect some sort of responsibility, you know, from his side for him not to be in the public eye, like for some time. If you're really going through something, can you actually go through it? Maybe, you know, stay at home, you know, stay off social media. Rather deal with the issue at hand, which is exactly what you're saying, your mental health, you're traumatized. Deal with that. Don't put out statements. I feel like we all had forgotten that he said that. This was last year in June. And he went and tried on, when was this? He went on Thursday saying that he's sorry. Oh no, this was actually on Wednesday even. So the fact that we're also talking about it, it kind of is old news, yesterday's paper. Like, honestly, we had forgotten about the statements, but the fact that he's bringing it up again, to a certain extent, might show a little bit, emphasis on a little bit, accountability, but it also kind of brings back the old wounds that we've healed from already. So I don't know why he chose to put out that statement, really. But you know what? If he feels that he wants to plead for redemption, we gave him the platform, and that's all he wanted to say. Now, in other news, Mushendiki has bagged a new gig on S3's latest cooking show, Ready, Steady, Cook South Africa. This is, of course, a collaboration between Prime Media Studios and Rosen Oaks Media. This collaboration is responsible for The Masked Singer. So if you remember Anele Mdoda and her production company had The Masked Singer, which obviously came to an end. But they now have another BCC, or rather international franchise, which is Ready, Steady, Cook. And Mushendiki will be hosting it. So congratulations to him. I see him winning in parenthood, winning in, you know, with a gig that he actually has a reality show. And now he has another gig that he scored, which is going to air on S3, which is SABC3 for the Golden Oldies. So congratulations to him for that. Moving right along, there's some shocking news that we got this week. On Monday morning, we all woke up. We're like, hi, Bo, is Casper Nyovest getting married? How? So Casper Nyovest is reportedly set to get married to his childhood sweetheart, Bulani. This is after a supposed wedding invitation stating that the pair would tie the knot on March 16 circulated on social media. Now, of course, today's date is the 15th, which means that they should be, according to that invitation, getting married now on Saturday. But apparently, because of it going on social media, the dates have been moved. I haven't seen Casper saying anything about this. I know he's quite a private person. He definitely does not want to talk about his kid. He doesn't want to talk about his baby mama. And he, I can imagine, will not really be too open to the idea of speaking about his supposed fiance. However, videos of them together have been circulating online, which kind of confirm that he is in a new relationship. So yeah, congratulations to him if it's true. I really look forward to seeing him getting to just a different chapter. I feel like Casper Nyovest is definitely in a different space in his life. If you do recall the sit down that he had with that he did with the podcast Mpumili Daba, where he revealed that he had broken up with his baby's mother Tobeka for 2 years. So he's been single for apparently 2 years. And that was because he was saying that he was quite in a promiscuous type of an era where he couldn't keep his hands to himself. But now he's obviously changed and wants to be in a committed relationship, monogamous relationship, it seems. So congratulations to you, Casper, if it's all good, if it's all true. Hopefully this is also going to translate within the music, where we'll get you to, hopefully you will open up a little bit about how love has changed you now that you've, you know, kind of sort of found your happily ever after. In other news, Lisa Lori says she wants people to leave her womb alone. She is sick and tired of your nonsense, she said. And this is after recently when people were commenting on her posts on social media saying, are you pregnant? Because obviously you're concealing your belly. What's the reason behind that? Usually we know that on social media, if people start like kind of concealing their belly, that kind of alludes to them being hiding some sort of a pregnancy. And she's saying that's not the case. And in fact, she wants people to just stop. So the Miss 2015 Miss SA said she's shutting down all rumors, again addressing trolls who have been suggesting that she's pregnant, only for the fact that she has gained a little bit of weight, which is supposed to be normal at this point, guys. Even me, I kind of have a belly right now. Doesn't mean I'm pregnant. No, just, if I was pregnant, I would be letting you guys know. I would be letting whoever needs to know. But let's just listen to what she had to say before I make it personal.
Like, honestly, leave women alone. Leave me alone. I'm actually not even putting an umbrella on it anymore. Leave me alone and stop bullying me and saying specific things about me that I have not released. If I have gained weight, which I know I have, that's fine. I've gained weight because I'm happy and I have money. Okay, but what you're not going to do is mess around and play around with my womb and my autonomy and anything else that already is difficult enough as is because of being a woman, and you want to add to that. So yes, I've gained a couple of kilos. I'm also 33 years old and I do not wish to be weighing 48 kilograms like I was in my 20s. Okay.
Alrighty, that's Lisa Lori saying, leave my womb alone. This is not the first time that the model slash media personality has had to come and address trolls on social media with regards to these exact rumors. Of course, she got married. We saw her getting married to Mosam Tombeni. And for a lot of people, that kind of people just want them to kind of take it to the next step. Like, what's next? You got married. Okay, now you have to build a family. You have to have a house. You have to have a kid. You have to have a dog. Those are the kinds of, that's the pressure that society tends to have on us, which is quite unfair, especially for her. I mean, 5 months ago, we saw her saying, oh, Muni, can you just leave me alone? I said what I said. Actually, let's listen to what she had to previously say with regards to the same issue.
Any comment on my page, right, alluding to pregnancy or any of that kind of thing, I'm going to block you. And I hope that other people also block people that do and comment inappropriate nonsense like that. Because aside from the fact that in the year of our Lord 2023, like, you just don't, like, Where have you been? You know we don't do such things, right? We don't ask someone if they're pregnant. We don't ask someone if they want to have kids. We don't ask someone, when are you having a baby? You know, you got married. We don't do that.
Well, that's that on that, Liesl saying, leave her alone, okay? I hope this is the last time that we'll have to be talking about such an issue in 2024. You guys are sounding like our aunties and our uncles from back home. When we go home, we know that they are pressurizing us about pregnancies and marriage and stuff like that. And when we gain weight, our aunties and our uncles are definitely there, you know, shaming us, body shaming us, if we're going to be honest. So hopefully because of 2024, let's just put an end to this as well. So I do agree with this. I do share the same sentiments that Liesl shared there. But in other news and some lighthearted news, Sicelo SK or CK Buthelezi is the latest addition to SABC One's Skeem Saam. So if you are a Skeem Saam fan, you should be expecting to see SK come back on the screen, on the small screen, that being on SABC One's Skeem Saam. He'll be joining the show, playing the role of Toby, who is a university student with a mischievous streak, who gets expelled and is forced to move to Teflop after getting into serious trouble in Johannesburg. Congratulations are in order for the thespian. I look forward to seeing him, yeah, back on the small screen and documenting the rest of his journey as he goes. We all know that he did venture into the music space as well not so long ago, hence I'm calling him CK, because he says he wants to be a triple threat. He doesn't not just want to be an actor, he wants to be known also as a dancer as well as a musician. So congratulations to him indeed. Now that's been it for this edition of the Chesapod. Remember, you can find our latest podcasts, review and subscribe for free on iono.fm, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you choose to get your podcasts. You can also follow us on all social media platforms at ChesaLive. This ChesaPod is a Times Live production, and our producer is Demi Buzo. I've been your host, Joy Impande. Until next time, it's goodbye for now.